And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
Here's a stat for all of our baby boomers listening to us tonight. Of course, I'm one of them. This year, 90,000 baby boomers are expected to get a hip or knee replacement. 90,000. It's unbelievable. A lot of them will be done at the SAN, and many of them by Dr. John Limbers, who's one of 42 orthopaedic surgeons there. Gee, you're busy.
Yep, a lot of work. Look, as you said, it's a great industry. A lot of people need it doing.
And it's improved so much, the technology, hasn't it, since I first started talking about this? I mean, what you've now got to work with is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's true. You know, if you think about one example is total hip replacement, which has really been around for over 50 years now. And as you would hope and expect, technology and techniques are constantly improving as we work on that. And so there's been a few exciting developments in that area in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years.
So you can pick up osteo, rheumatoid arthritis. You can injure yourself playing a sport. You could fall down a stair. All of those things can happen as you get older. What is the most common reason why someone would, for example, John, need a hip replacement? And I know so many people who've had them.
The most common reason for a hip replacement is osteoarthritis of the hip. In other words, as you get older, the cartilage covering your hip joint wears out. And and therefore you get a lot of pain in the groin and thigh typically at night.
How bad? Severe. How bad?
Well, it depends how bad the arthritis is. But when it's severe, you may have pain that wakes you in bed at night. Startup pain when you first take a few steps, difficulty putting shoes and socks on due to stiffness and pain, and the ability to only walk for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes due to severe pain. And the most common reason for that is osteoarthritis. But there are other reasons, as you said, rheumatoid arthritis. Injuries, you know, people may have fractures years before and develop arthritis as a result of that. And some people need a hip replacement acutely as an emergency when they fall and break their hips. So there's some of the reasons you may need a hip replacement. But the most common cause is osteoarthritis.
What causes osteoarthritis?
Well, we know what happens, but we don't know exactly why it happens. The most common cause is age-related change on a genetic basis. So it tends to run in some families more than others. There's often, you know, when you do a patient's hip or knee replacement, they'll often tell you they've had it, you know, uncles or aunts or brothers or sisters who've had it done. And it's probably a genetic predisposition. And then as you get older, some families and some people have their cartilage wear out due to that. It can be due to other factors such as, you know, an abnormality of the hip. A shallow hip cup, for example, it can cause osteoarthritis.
Looking, I'm sure plenty of people are doing this right now. While I'm talking to you, I'm sort of prodding my hip, thinking, well, what does that actually mean, a hip replacement? I mean, what do you take out and what do you put back in?
Well, when you have a hip replacement, you essentially replace the diseased hip. So many surgeons go through the back. Some of us go through the front. But whatever approach you do, you go in, you take off the diseased, worn-out head. So the hip is like a ball and socket joint. You take off the ball, and then you put a new metal socket in with a plastic or ceramic liner, and then you put a stem down the thigh bone with a new head. And the head is typically ceramic or metal, but you essentially replace the ball and socket joint.
And how long is the recovery process, and how, I know you use the robot at the SAN, I mean, is it less invasive today than it used to be?
Well, when I do hip replacement at the SAN, I use the Mako robot, and yep. I go through the front. So going through the front means that you go between muscles. It's a more demanding approach. But you go completely between muscles, and so that means that you have that is less invasive with a quicker recovery. And adding the robot to it doesn't make it less invasive, but it makes it more accurate. So there's good evidence in the literature that when you do hip replacements using robotic technology, which is something that the SAN was one of the first hospitals to undertake, that particularly with the socket placement, the cup placement, it's more accurate. And a higher percentage of those cups are in within the parameters that you want as a surgeon. And that has been shown in the literature. In other words, the robotic aspect makes it more accurate. And what makes it less painful, and this again has been shown in the literature, is going through the front, because you don't take any muscles off. It goes completely between the muscles, and therefore it's been shown to have less blood loss, less time in hospital, and a quicker functional recovery with less pain in the first 6 weeks, and not the traditional restrictions after hip replacement. For example, if you have a hip replacement through the front, it means that you don't have to sleep on your back for 6 weeks. You can sleep on your side as soon as you want. You can bend over and touch your toes as soon as you want. It's important to say also that that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with going through the back. The traditional approach that many surgeons use is still a very good approach. It's an approach you need to use at certain times for certain reasons, and it's still a fine approach. So when we talk about these developments, it's not to bag out other approaches, obviously. It's more just we're trying to do better.
I can't sleep on my back. I snore and I'll get whacked in the ear hole if I do that. How hard's the recovery and rehab?
Look, when I do a hip replacement, you're up and walking either the same day or the next day. I get you up and walking twice. Yeah, so often, you know, if I do a hip replacement, I'll often go up to the ward and get you up walking that night. You'll be typically in hospital for 3 nights if you have a hip replacement through the front, 3 or 4 nights, and then you'll go home or to rehab, depending on what you want. And normally you'll get over the majority of it, most of it in the first 6 weeks, and a full recovery, you'll keep improving for 3 to 6 months. But really back to most activities after 6 weeks. You could drive after 4 weeks often.
Golf?
Golf, 6 to 12 weeks, depending on, you know, just get back into it gradually.
Depending on how bad your swing is.
That's right. And so the whole thing about many of these developments, as you can imagine, is an emphasis on less pain in the post-operative period. Less pain means that you get up quicker. Getting up quicker means you get less complications, potentially, because the more you lie around, the more you get blood clots, the more you get pneumonia. If you have less pain and something that helps you get up quicker, then you get back to activities quicker and hopefully less chance of complications.
Visit the SANS website, folks, sah.org.au. Dr. John Limbers, always a pleasure to catch up. Thanks for your time tonight.
Hey, thanks very much for having me, Steve.